This episode of the Fiction Writers Podcast is brought to you by The Novel Notebook. With each character and each setting, hundreds of details must be compiled and organized. Far too many for a writer, like you, to keep them cataloged in your brain. The Novel Notebook provides the answer. Visit www.fictionwriterspodcast.com/novel and quickly discover how to organize your materials and take your novel to the next level. Welcome to the Fiction Writers Podcast with Lana McCara, where you will discover tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. Here you'll find new energy, new perspectives, new resources, and new ideas that will spark your creativity into a blaze of brilliance. It's easier than you think. Be sure you visit our website at www.fictionwriterspodcast.com. While you're there, subscribe to us via your favorite network. Now, get out your notebook, tune in, and let's get started.
Being an author is a people business, and here's why. My name is Lana McCara. Welcome to the Fiction Writers Podcast, tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. Writing novels is a people business. I've heard people say that real estate is a people business and banking is a people business and on and on. Well, being an author, a career author, is a people business too. Don't forget about it, because we write in a closed environment where we're at home or closed in our office, door shut, alone. That doesn't mean we're not in people, a people business. And this is what I'm talking about. Of course, the book is full of people, and you need to know a lot about people and relationships and personalities and all that stuff. Yes. But the business of being an author is about people as well. I went to a large book festival this past weekend. 200 authors were there. And I didn't have a table. I was going to get a table, but they were all sold out. 200 tables sold out. Can you imagine? And so I walked around from table to table. And what was I doing all the rest of the time? Hours talking to people. I was talking to other authors because I wanted to find out what they're doing. Are there any overlaps? I wanted to see if there was anyone there that would qualify to be a guest on this podcast. Yes, I am going to start talking to guests in another month or two. And so people, people, people. Also, I belong to a cross-promotion group of 5 authors, and we promote each other's material. And when someone has a launch, we all jump in on the launch and share and give each other reviews and on to support each other. That's people, people. And then your readers are people. Your readers are people. I met a woman at that event who sells 100 books every time she has a table. Not at the festival, but other places. And here's what she said. She said she got very clear on who her target market is for readers. What do her readers look like? How old are they? What do they have as their value system? And then she goes to the places where they hang out. And for her, middle-aged women who are church ladies. So where do church ladies hang out? Well, they might go to state fairs. They probably are always at these church events and ladies' retreats, other places where there are a lot of those church ladies gathered together. And this woman, this author, she travels to these various places. There's no other authors there, maybe one more, just her. And she has a lot of exposure. And while she's there, she's talking to those women. Talking to readers is amazing. When you can talk to your readers, not just sign a book and hand it to them, but actually talk to them, find out about their life, find out about what they're up to, what they like to do. You're gathering information and bonding to that person. Because I found that when you do this, the person the next time they see your book, a new book come out, they're going to be reaching for it. They know the author. They met you. They had a conversation. That is meaningful to them. You might feel like, oh, it's just me. It doesn't matter. Oh, no. Oh, no. In their mind, you are the author. That is special. And you talked to them. It is definitely a people operation, interested in people and connecting with people and listening to people. And the same goes is true for bookstore owners and other places where your book will appear. Festival, posts, the event planners at these places, get to know them, get on mailing lists, get out there in the community, go to networking events that have nothing to do with books. I do it all the time. Go to networking events where there are people that would fall into those categories. Other authors you could cross-promote with, and readers you can connect with. Look at your writing business as a multi-leveled operation. You are connecting to the readers, so you want to be where the readers hang out, but you're also connecting to other book people, event planners, authors, agents, publishers, promoters, media people, bloggers, podcast hosts, and people in the newspaper, journalists. There are so many people in the world of books, and they're not all writers. They do other things as well. So keep that in mind. You will succeed in selling more books when you see yourself as an entrepreneur with a message who happens to sell books. You see yourself, your identity is an entrepreneur with a message who has a product that's a book or multiple books. And when you shift your awareness of where you are in the world and how you're connecting with people on these various levels, your exposure will go up and your sales will go up. I hope that helps you today. My name is Lana McKeera. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning into the Fiction Writers Podcast with Lana McKeera, where we share tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. Remember to visit our website at www.fictionwriterspodcast.com and enjoy even more great episodes like this one. Again, while you're here, subscribe to us via your favorite network. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Fiction Writers Podcast.